here with the ACE Biofuels Beltway March, and we met with Senator John Thune, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about a couple of issues. First of all, let's talk about ethanol.
Okay.
And the big issue, protecting the RFS.
Right.
And what? Just your thoughts on that, of what is facing the ethanol industry right now regarding the EPA's proposal, and what do you think or hope might come out of it?
Well, trying to reverse the EPA's decision on this is the thing that we've been focused on since it came out. We had a meeting in December with 16 or 18 other United States senators that Senator Klobuchar and I hosted, where we made the case that this was a wrong-headed approach if they really want to see this industry continue to prosper and grow. And subsequently to that, sent a letter with 32 signatures on it to them, asking them to go back to, you know, the 14.4 gallons, which were called for in the RFS this year, we may not be able to achieve. But going down to 13.1 gallons is horrible for the industry. And so we hope that they'll make some accommodation that reflects the importance of, getting beyond the blend wall. I think right now that's what we're up against, is breaking through that blend wall and creating a bigger market for ethanol in this country, and then getting to that next generation of biofuels. And we get past the corn-based platform and start getting to where we're making ethanol from switchgrass and corn stover and other types of things, I think that will dramatically change the political debate here in Washington with regard to renewable fuels.
Okay, another thing that we didn't really hit on here that has become an issue, especially in the last week, is getting the production tax credits renewed for wind energy, renewables, for biodiesel. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I hope we can get that done. It looks like we're going to mark up a bill in the Senate Finance Committee in the next couple of weeks that would, I think, for all the expired credits and tax policy, the end of last year. I don't know that we'll fix anything for this year, but I think we'll probably do PTC and hopefully biofuels and a bunch of other things that have expired, because it's very hard for people to plan and to invest when they don't know what the rules are going to be. And some of those things, of course, are very important to the economy in this country and to jobs. So I hope that we can at least do our part in the Senate. I don't know exactly how they're going to deal with it in the House. I'm told that Chairman Camp in the House is talking about making some of those tax credits permanent and completely eliminating others. So we'll see where they head, but hopefully we can get something reconciled with the House that in the not-too-distant future provides some certainty for people who want to invest. And I think it's really important that we get that done, and we get it done fairly soon.
The railway situation holding up transportation for not only ethanol but also grain, and much of it coming out of your state. Where do we stand with that, and how is that going to be rectified? To your knowledge, you said they're apologizing to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that the railroads, a tough winter, of course, a lot of cold weather affects their ability to function and operate in a normal way, and hopefully we'll get into a better place, but they've gotten a long ways behind. There's a lot of volume coming out of our part of the world now with the oil coming out of the Bakken, and we've had some pretty good agricultural years, so a lot of tonnage being shipped out of the Dakotas. But the railroads are going to have to do a better job. And they tell us they're making significant capital investment in new cars to address some of the car supply shortages that we've had here in recent months. And we'll keep the pressure on them. I mean, the key in railroads is to have competition. And, you know, we've had, in our state of South Dakota, Burlington Northern has been a very powerful influence in transportation in our state for a long time. CP now is has taken over, although they're selling it now, the old Dakota, Minnesota, and Eastern lines. But it's important that you have competition. It's important that the railroads recognize that agricultural commodities have to be shipped too. And I know it's that getting the oil out of the Bakken is a priority, but we really need to make sure that we've got good car supply for those times of the year when we need it, and to make sure that we can get our commodities to the marketplace.
Finally, we do have a farm bill, but it's not been implemented yet. One thing that's important to producers in your state is the livestock disaster aid being implemented. Secretary said that's first on his plate. We heard from Deputy Secretary Hardin yesterday, April 15th. Is that going to be soon enough for your producers?
Well, if they can get it done by then, that'll help. I mean, we normally, once they get the the rules out, and the sign-up period starts when producers come in, and they get the FSA board to approve their requests, their applications. Normally, it's a couple of weeks to get the money out there. So we hope that if the Ag Department is correct and that they can get all this done by the middle of April, that by the end of April, first part of May, we'll be getting some assistance in the hands of livestock producers in western South Dakota and a few other states. But that's a you know, we're going to be following that very closely and stay on them and hope that what they're telling us is the case. If it is, you know, it can't come soon enough for a lot of those livestock producers in western South Dakota, but I think that would at least give them a time frame that they could plan on.
Thank you so much for taking your time with me.